Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer, in the Word of God, in a time of worship and praise when we gather together in Jesus' name. Let's sing. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is wonderful to be with you in Jesus' name. Reminds me of the little chorus we sing sometimes. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful? Hallelujah, wonderful Jesus is to me. Praise the Lord. His name shall be called Wonderful, the Bible tells us in Isaiah. He is a wonderful Savior. And if you don't know Him as your Savior today, you're missing the best thing that could ever happen to you in this life or the life to come. Pay attention to this broadcast ministry, and surely the Lord will help us and anoint us and use us some way that the Lord could speak to your heart. And today, you know, you can repent of your sins, and today's the day you could be born again. Let's sing and rejoice and praise the Lord. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Joel 2:25. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. Praise the Lord. We're going to eat of the fat of the land. Well, let's get the beloved songs and hymns hymnal. And today we're going to turn to page 49. Clap your hands and let's worship the Lord as we sing together. It's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All the half has never yet been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realms of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near.
I can see his smiling face.
All right, sing it.
It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
Hallelujah. J-O-Y, Jesus and others and you.
I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great o'erflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
Well, if time would permit, we would sing that again. Didn't that song make you feel joyful and uplifted? Well, before we pray, let's read our precious promise today from 1 John 4:18 from King James Version, always on the broadcast. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Sometimes when I feel a little bit of fear, you know, there's just something that I feel a little uneasy about or a little insecure, I begin to pray, Lord, would you help my love to be perfected in you? Show me, Lord, where I need to love you more, because I don't want any fear in love. Fear hath torment, but perfect love casteth out fear. You know, you might say, well, preacher, anoint me and pray for me that I won't have fear. Well, I guess he can do that if he wants to, but the Bible says that he that feareth is not made perfect in love. So what we need to do is love him more. There's a song in our hymnal we sing, I want to love him more. I do, I do, I do, because he's done so much for me. So let's begin to search our heart and ask the Lord to help us and increase our love. The disciples prayed, Lord, increase our faith and help our unbelief. And we can pray, Lord, increase our love and help us where we lack loving you. You might testify that I love the Lord with all my heart, and as best you know, you do, and you're testifying truthfully. But when you begin to feel that little bit of fear, it's a sign to you that there's something that's just not made perfect. But you can seek the Lord, you can ask the Lord, because the Lord can help you to love him to the extent that that is made perfect and that there is no fear in love. Praise God today. Let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to help us to love him more. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we thank you for the word of God today. Lord, and we're just so glad that you instructed John to teach us today, but that perfect love casteth out fear. And Lord, we want to love you more. Lord, we want to be a group of people that love you more than we ever have. It seems, Lord, like we could testify that we today that we love you with all of our heart, and tomorrow we say that we love you more than we did today, and we say we love you with all of our heart. And Lord, every day, as far as we know, we do. But Lord, help us to love you to the extent that if something tries to come fearfully our way, Lord, it will not bring fear to us. It will not bring torment to us. But Lord, it'll be cast aside, because perfect love casteth out fear. Lord, we're a people with a great Savior and a great God. We're a people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, full of the Holy Ghost. We need you today, Lord. We want to let our light so shine before men so they can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Use this service today for your glory and your honor. Lord, help our love to increase. When we say, I love you, Jesus, we want to mean it with a greater depth, with more intensity, with a greater expression than ever before. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm not my own. I belong to Jesus. He purchased me. Now I'm all his, bought with the price, the blood of Jesus. I'm not my own. Praise him now.
I'm not my own.
Don't you sense the presence of the Lord?
I belong to Jesus.
He purchased me. Now I'm all his. Bought with the price. Blood of Jesus, I'm not my own, I'm his. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Contact information at the end. Well, our time's getting away. Let's sing When I Prayed Through. I came to God one night in prayer with my heartaches and my cares. I prayed, dear Lord, here is my all I'm going through. And since I prayed and Jesus came, I have never been the same. I'm glad I stayed down on my knees till I prayed through. I'll never forget that wonderful hour. I felt his power when I prayed through. Heaven came down and God's glory abounded. The angels resounded when I prayed through. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And the Lord permitting and providing, we're here weekdays at this same time. Thank you for worshiping with us. Our ministers list are supported. So after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. You can send any mail. You can send a song or prayer request. If you don't have any money, you can contact us anyway. Just talk to us. Let us know you're there. The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website where you can hear the broadcast anytime, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. Click donate on the front page to make a contribution. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I'll never forget that wonderful hour. I felt his power when I
I pray through.